For this Thursday, February 6th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting it. Last night, the North Posey girls basketball team won their first-round sectional game against Modern Day, 55-46. This is in the Class 2A sectional 48 at Forest Park High School. Alyssa Heath surpassed 1,000 points in her career in the victory. The Lady Vikings are now 17-6 and will play South Spencer on Friday at 7 o'clock. Maverton's skate park project is advancing, with the city releasing two design concepts for public review. The designs developed by Hunger Skate Parks incorporate feedback from 600 residents and blend traditional skate park features with local characteristics. The proposed location, situated at Brittle Bank Park, will encompass approximately 8,000 square feet and have a budget of around $400,000, which will be funded through donations and other sources. The city is now soliciting public input on the two designs, which differ in their layout and orientation. Flu cases continue to rise in the tri-state. Last week, Indiana saw medium flu activity. This week, it's seeing high activity. Flu activity this season has been the highest since the 2022-2023 season. The state has seen a spike in flu, RSV, and strep, while COVID has been stable. The increases have caused several school districts in the tri-state to temporarily shut down in an attempt to slow down the spread. Doctors recommend taking the normal precautions like washing hands and covering your mouth. It's also not too late to get a flu shot, as the season lasts through May. The Indiana House of Representatives unanimously passed a bill on Wednesday that aims to protect the confidentiality of first responders debriefing after a traumatic event. State Representative Wendy McNamara authored House Bill 1118, which states that any first responder using a critical incident services management debriefing would not be compelled to disclose any of those conversations in a civil, criminal, or administrative proceeding. McNamara says the legislation could address the mental health needs of first responders who serve our communities. The bill now moves to the Senate for further consideration. Switching back to some sports news, last night in local college sports, Evansville men's basketball had their three-game winning streak snapped with a 68-59 loss at home against the Southern Illinois Salukis. Tayshawn Comer scored 25 points in the loss for UE. The Purple Aces are now 9-15 on the year and 6-7 in the Missouri Valley Conference. UE will be home on Saturday night to face Bradley. Coming up tonight in local high school sports, Mount Vernon boys basketball welcomes Princeton. The JV game starts at 6 o'clock, and the varsity game will follow around 7:30. The Wildcats are 9-8 overall. Tonight's game can be heard on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. North Posey boys basketball hits the road to play Pike Central. The JV game is at 5:30, and the varsity game tips around 7 o'clock. The Vikings are 8-8 on the season. You can listen to the game on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. In local college action this evening, USI women's and men's basketball is home on campus against Little Rock. The women's game is at 5 o'clock and the men's game is at 7:30. Finishing up in the NBA tonight, the Indiana Pacers continue their West Coast swing out in Los Angeles against the Clippers at 9:30. The Pacers currently sit in fourth place in the Eastern Conference standings with a 28-21 record. That's news and sports for this Thursday, February 6th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.